According to Florida Guardian Ad Litem Executive Director Alan Abramowitz, it's not unheard of for a child put in the foster care system to not live in the county they were initially removed from. And he says that can make it harder, for example, for an assigned guardian ad litem volunteer in South Florida to travel to a child in the panhandle. And Abramowitz says there are more other unique examples as well.
The Barahona case, where the child was murdered and tortured. They had a sibling, and the sibling went to another state. That volunteer had a connection with that older sibling. We actually decided to take from our own revenues or the Guardian Ad Litem Foundation so they could fly to visit that kid every month. It was that important.
That's why Abramowitz says he's asking the Florida legislature for $330,000 to reimburse Guardian Ad Litem volunteers for unique travel expenses. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.